WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
No shooting, deadly bombing. I'm Elliot Francis. It was only a scare at Los Angeles International Airport as reports of shots fired there Sunday night turned out to be a false alarm. Jim Roop reports.
Panic as social media reports of an active shooter at LAX spread. 911 calls say police came in from terminals 4, 5, 7, and 8, and everyone was evacuated. About 45 minutes later or so, police gave the all clear and said what people thought were shots were just loud noises. Still unclear what those noises were and from where they came. Needless to say, operations were stopped for a time. Traffic into and out of LAX was at a standstill. Once travelers were allowed to go back into the terminals, every one of them had to be rescreened. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
In Yemen, ISIS is claiming responsibility for a massive suicide bombing at a local militia compound in the southern Yemeni city of Aldan. The attack killed about 45 new recruits and wounded dozens more. I'm Elliot Francis. It's been nearly 4 years since 20 children and six adults were shot and killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. Today, a new school opens. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
It's a new, state-of-the-art, beautiful elementary school built on the grounds of the old Sandy Hook Elementary School, which the town's residents voted to demolish. Newtown First Selectman Patricia Lorda said they're extremely proud of what was built.
But let me state unequivocally that we would trade in a minute this beautiful new school for the more familiar and aged Sandy Hook School built in the 50s, if we could just change the past.
Security was incorporated into the design wherever possible, with thickened walls, bulletproof glass on doors, and security video cameras throughout. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Police in Boston are set to launch a body camera program after months of resistance from rank-and-file officers. About 100 officers will begin wearing the cameras in high-crime areas beginning September 1st. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The Virginia Republican Party is going to choose its nominees for statewide races next year through a primary instead of a convention.
It'll be the first time since 2005.
The good thing about primaries, they're very inclusive. They have the ability to bring in hundreds of thousands.
Virginia GOP Chairman John Whitbeck says conventions tend to bring in far fewer.
I thought that the State Central Committee should have kept their word and voted for a convention.
Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart's running for governor. He says the conventional wisdom was a convention would have benefited him more.
Because I am the more conservative candidate.
He says he's now fine with a primary thanks to his position as Donald Trump's Virginia chairman.
This is a very good thing. I've got a lot of name recognition. Name recognition is everything in a primary.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's the first day of school in Montgomery County, and it's possible you'll run into the new superintendent, Jack Smith.
We've discussed that I could ride a bus to one of our middle schools in the morning and visit with the students on there and then just experience in school as they do, getting off at one of the middle schools, and then hang out there for a little while, visiting with parents as they drop off their children.
And Smith tells MyMC Media the first day of school always excites him because he sees kids anxious to start a new year for themselves. And with the start of the new school year in Montgomery County comes a new grading system.
One of the big differences, no more final exams. Instead, there will be quarterly assessments, according to Montgomery County Public Schools spokesperson Derek Turner.
And that could be a final project, that could be a quiz.
Turner says they'll also be rounding grades up instead of down.
In this new model, we've only changed 5 different grades. And that way, so if you have a A in the first marking period and a B in the second marking period, you really deserve an A.
He says the goal is to make sure that students stay engaged. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,395, the Nasdaq at 5219. Sports, the Nats dropped their second straight to Colorado. The O's beat the Yankees. WNBA, the Mystics lose to San Antonio. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's mornings in the mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
doing the homework for you on your federal benefits. The retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Really translating the language that's involved with federal benefits, whether it be TSP, the long-term care insurance, pension systems, Social Security, Medicare. And then once you have that knowledge and education, that you make sure that your choices are current and make sure that this choice is the right ones for you.
The retirement professor, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia on the Beltway. You need to avoid the express lanes. Virginia heading on the outer loop, safely leaving 66 toward I-95. Crash from several hours ago still has the express lanes blocked right near Gallows Road. Main lines unaffected, so you can use the main lines. I'm not seeing any delays there, but again, you're in those express lanes. You won't be able to get past Gallows Road with the crash cleanup and investigation. Inner loop side wide open, leaving Springfield, heading past Gallows Road toward Tyson's. 66, here we go. Good start. Maryland 270, 95, BW Parkway, good. Looks like the overnight construction in the Beltway Maryland lanes are open in Silver Spring as you pass Colesville Road and heading over toward University Boulevard, New Hampshire Avenue, each direction now quiet. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather here, warm weather continuing over the next couple of days. We might back down just a little bit, but still staying above normal as we look ahead toward tomorrow. A few clouds and sunshine today, 93. Tonight, partial clouds, 72. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high near 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Springfield, 71 in La Plata, 73 degrees in Washington. Donald Trump challenges Hillary Clinton to release her medical records. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Now, good morning to you, 507 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Hope you're getting up and getting around, getting started. And while you're doing that, we're here for you. That's what we do. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Joe DeGeneva will join us, legal analyst. At 8:05, Trevor Maddich will talk about the Redskins' victory over the Bills. And how did Kirk Cousins look after sort of a shaky start to the game? And at 8:35, Jeffrey Lord, who speaks on behalf of the Trump campaign. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Over the weekend, and there's a lot of stories over the weekend that we got to get you caught up on and get you included on in conversations. We got Colin Kaepernick. We got Trump and Clinton and all those things. But let's first focus on the tragic death of the cousin of an NBA superstar. Dwayne Wade is a championship basketball player from the Miami Heat. He's won multiple rings, and he's from Chicago. And over the weekend, his cousin got caught in the crossfire and the horrible crime situation in that town and was killed. She was walking a baby stroller as she got killed due to the horrible gang violence in Chicago. And we talk about it all the time. In fact, just Saturday night in Chicago, the stats are 2 killed and 26 injured because of gang violence in Chicago. So, I mean, this is what we deal with all the time out of Chicago, right? 455 homicides in that city this year since January 1st, 2016. Well, Donald Trump tweeted out over the weekend, after the news of this killing came, this is what he tweeted. Dwayne Wade's cousin was just shot and killed walking her baby in Chicago. Just what I have been saying, African Americans will vote Trump. And people were unhappy about that. Don Cheadle, the actor, called him on Twitter a POS. That was the response. Other people have been screaming that this is insensitive, that it is racist, that it is absolutely inappropriate to utilize a high-profile crime like this to push a political agenda. And I wonder if you agree. If you think that politicians should just stay out of this sort of thing, should they not be trying to make political bones out of a tragedy like this? Give us a call, 888-630-9625, because in my opinion, this is the height of hypocrisy from people on the left and people in the media who are upset that Donald Trump would send this out. Because guess what? Donald Trump has learned lessons from the very best politicians. He has learned the lesson from Barack Obama and from Hillary Clinton that when something happens like this, you seize the moment to push your political agenda. Why is Donald J. Listen, I'm not defending Donald Trump. I think it's tasteless for any politician to try to make political hay out of somebody's death. But guess what? Democrats have been doing it for decades. Let me just point you to two examples right here. Hillary Clinton, right after the Orlando shootings in June. Gun violence and hate aren't isolated. Homophobia in Orlando, racism in Charleston. We need to fight them together. She also tweeted out after that killing about how gun control is needed. Oh, here's another one. After the San Bernardino terror attacks, she tweeted out, and this was very early on. This was when we didn't know all the details. This was 3:26 in the afternoon. She tweeted out a New York Times headline that said, emergency crews are responding to the reports of a 20-victim shooting incident in San Bernardino. And Hillary Clinton immediately, before they even had the bad guy, Hillary Clinton tweeted out, I refuse to accept this as normal. We must take action to stop gun violence now. And it has the little H there on the tweet, which means that Hillary tweeted it out.
From her.
From her specifically. And listen, Barack Obama, after a couple of recent mass shootings in America, has said, people accuse me of politicizing. Well, they're right. I am politicizing this. It's time for politicians to do something about this. Well, guess what? Donald Trump was just saying kind of the same thing. Chicago was run by Democrats, has been run by Democrats. African Americans are killing each other in the streets. The Democrats don't seem to care about it, don't seem to do much to stop it, and they take the black vote for granted. No more. I'm actually trying to send a message out there that will change this. Did he do this in the most political and smooth and effective way? Probably not. We've seen that a lot, but that doesn't mean that he's the only one that does this. But why is he the only one who's being attacked for it? 888-630-9625.
Well, you said it exactly right. I mean, on the left side of the equation, anytime there's some kind of incident, they jump on it. As we said in Texas, a duck on a June bug. They make big hay out of it, and they want to make a point. Never waste an opportunity. Never waste a disaster. Or some kind of negative thing that you can turn to your advantage, and that's just their playbook. I don't understand the outrage over what Donald Trump has done. I mean, I don't like it when the president does it. I'm not crazy about it when Donald Trump does it, but what's good for the goose is good for the gander here, and in this particular case, Donald Trump is well within his rights to point out that there's a problem in the African-American community that hasn't gotten better under the leadership of Barack Obama and Democrats. I mean, when's the last time the Republicans were in charge of things in Chicago? I can't remember a time that they ever were. And so if it's fair game for him to point out that if you have a problem in a community and the community has been run by Democrats for as long as anyone can remember, then what is wrong with saying maybe there's another way, maybe there's another idea? And I think that's all he was doing here. In a perfect world, I like it when politicians take advantage of things like this? Not really, but certainly the left does it, so I guess the right is entitled to it.
John in the district, we'll start with you, John. Are Democrats being hypocrites here since Obama and Hillary? Well, and by the way, you just coined a phrase there, Brian, about how you never let a good tragedy go to waste. Whose remark is that? Rahm Emanuel.
Right.
Who's Rahm Emanuel? Well, he's now the mayor of Chicago.
You're exactly right.
Where these murders are taking place.
How did I miss that?
John in the district, you're on WMAL.
Well, you're correct. You don't let it go to waste, but you use it strategically. Everything in that tweet was perfect until he made the last statement. African-Americans will vote. The voting thing. I mean, if they're going to do that, they're going to do it. That's what made it, worse. That's the part.
So when he said when it's because he made it about voting for him.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously it is about it, even when Barack and them does it or anybody does it. But the fact that
right.
he said it at the end, because otherwise it's like, wow, it's that prevalent that violence has reached, someone. He could have used it as far as violence is that bad that someone, a celebrity's relative was killed. That's just how bad it is in Chicago. I'm going to do something about it on day one.
Yeah.
Or this is what I would do about the violence in Chicago. Focus on what you would do. And
the votes will come. Yeah, I mean, listen.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, when you
said, John, he did it in a pretty crass way. But he's doing the same thing that other politicians do. I guess what you're saying is the other politicians are just a little more practiced and smoother at it.
That way, they haven't. You know, they take. You know, everything you said about Hillary and Barack, they did those things, but they didn't. You know, the message was obvious that they. You know, they're politicizing it, but. You know, but that's how Trump is, and I still respect him and going to vote. But
thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
I know you have more to say, but we got to leave it there. But we want to hear from more people, too. 888-630-9625. Are you shocked, I say, to hear a politician politicizing a crime in the news? And should Donald Trump be criticized for this, or does he have a point? 888-630-WMAL. It's 515. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Monday morning. What's going on? We have problems on 295, so listen up. If you take DC 295 southbound and you come out of the Chevrolet area, the crash as you pass Benning Road. Crews at the scene had one lane blocked here just a moment ago. They said they thought they could quickly get everything to the shoulder, but very slow, stacking up quickly as you come south past Burroughs Avenue and Benning Road to the scene of the crash. Now, we had an overnight crash on the Virginia Beltway. We still have the express lanes blocked on the outer loop. So if you're leaving, say, 66 over to 95, outer loop at Gallows Road, those express lanes are blocked. Main lines are open and not affected, and I'm not seeing any delays at this time. They're hoping to get these, or at least a lane open in the express lanes by 6 o'clock. So right now, on the outer, Gallows with everything blocked in the express lanes, main lines do get you by. For 95, 395, nothing reported along the way. On the Beltway, Maryland, good. Overnight roadwork, Silver Spring and Bethesda cleared. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a nice day today, probably the hottest day of the week. Sunny with a few afternoon clouds, high of 93. Tonight, let's not skip over tonight. We'll have a partly cloudy skies with a low of 72. Tomorrow, sunny skies, high of 89. And mostly, it's going to be highs in the low 80s to mid 80s all week long. Wednesday might get up to 90. Right now, 74 degrees, 517 on WMAO.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
And it's frustrating to see that the Democrats go into these cities, I think, take advantage of this vote and provide very little leadership in return.
Reince Priebus of the Republican National Committee explaining Donald Trump's tweet in more measured tones. Kellyanne Conway, campaign manager for Donald Trump, wasn't able to, according to the Huffington Post headline, Trump campaign manager doesn't even try to defend him over Dwayne Wade tweet. Taking a tragedy like this and politicizing it is just out of bounds, apparently, according to the same party that does it every time there's a shooting in America. How about Paul and Culpepper? You're on WMAL.
Hey, Paul, good morning.
Yeah, hey, guys, just two more examples of the extreme hypocrisy of the left. The Gabby Gifford shooting, they tried to tie Sarah Palin to it. The movie theater shooting in Colorado, Brian Ross of ABC News, of all things, tried to tie the name James Holmes to the Tea Party.
Yep. He said there is a James Holmes that is active with the Tea Party on message boards.
Yeah, it wasn't the same one, yeah. Yeah, I do remember that, and you're absolutely right to point that out, because it does happen, and this is exactly what they do. So why the outrage here?
Well, and the attack on Sarah Palin was ridiculous, completely over the top, and painted the not only Sarah Palin, but talk radio. But by the way, this is right out of the Bill Clinton playbook. Do we not remember after the Oklahoma City bombing when he made Rush Limbaugh the focus of this? Rush Limbaugh and talk radio and Republicans are the reason why this guy bombed this building. This happens all the time, and politicians constantly politicize this and make this about their enemies, when in fact, you know, there are political positions to take on a situation like this, but it's not about, you know, talk radio and guns for that matter. There's decay in our country right now, and there's a lack of rule of law and law and order.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And that we have a president who will absolutely, at the drop of a hat, do exactly what others are accusing Donald Trump of doing, you know, should not go unnoticed.
By the way, you know, we just had a caller say, you know, in the first, I think it was John in the district, who said, you know, this is an example of how bad things are when a major celebrity like Dwayne Wade's own family member is killed. A couple of things that need to be pointed out about this, and I'm not running for office, so I don't mind. First of all, Chicago police have now apprehended two suspects in this murder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when was the last time Chicago police apprehended suspects in a murder this quickly in the interstate? I mean, don't you think that somebody said, whoa, 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 this is Dwayne Wade's cousin.
Yeah.
Now we got to get serious about this. Go and round up the usual suspects. We need to be able to have somebody that we put in front of the cameras to show them that we're doing something. Number one. Number two, I mean, listen, my heart breaks for Dwayne Wade. It's a terrible thing, and I wouldn't want my cousin to be shot like this or anybody to be shot like this. But, you know, we always hear that this is because there's not enough money in the inner cities. You know, Dwayne Wade makes over $20 million a year to play the game of basketball. He's been doing it for over 10 years. You do the math. Where has all of that money gone? What has Dwayne Wade done to improve the lives
of his own family?
Not just of the people who are in the inner city of Chicago where he came from, but also of his own family members, for that matter. This is not a money problem. This is a culture problem. This is a morals problem. This is a values problem. And yes, this is a political problem when you have one party rule in major urban centers like this around the country that only focus on, look at Baltimore, they only focus on one party for the solutions to their problems.
Look right here in D.C., same thing.
Yes. How about Tim and Frederick here on WMAL, sort of amplifying, I'm seeing now that you're amplifying something that I was saying, Tim, but I would love for you to go more. Go for it.
Go ahead, Tim.
I just think it's funny that we spent all this time talking about poor Donald Trump's tweet, and all these weeks, months, years, Chicago's been all these killings, and then as soon as Dwayne Wade's relative gets killed, now Dwayne Wade and the NBA and everybody else is screaming about killings in Chicago and focusing on Donald Trump's tweet. It's just hypocrisy.
Tim, thank you for that. And as I said, the murders in Chicago right now, I don't have the stat in front of me. What did I say? There were 456 since the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
And just to amplify exactly what the hypocrisy is here, Dwayne Wade was one of those NBA stars who began the ESPN ESPY Awards this year with LeBron James and a couple of other stars. I think Carmelo Anthony was up there. Remember when they were all standing in the dramatic backlight and they were all saying, the violence has got to stop. And of course, they focused much of their commentary on Black Lives Matter and about police officers. And, you know, Dwayne Wade has been very concerned about these things, but his focus has been on the men in blue instead of the men in his own neighborhoods. And that's part of the problem as well.
And you can make the argument that the group Black Lives Matter is creating an environment where it's very difficult for police to do their jobs. And that has the end result of making communities less safe.
Murder rate in Chicago is up 72%. Shootings up more than 88%. But the problem is Donald Trump on Twitter. We'll take more of your calls in a moment. It's 522.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
Can you believe that Labor Day is almost upon us? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and I don't know what you have planned for the holiday weekend, but if you want to save some money, improve your home's value, and lower your utility bills year-round, here's something you should plan on. Thompson Creek Window Company is having their first ever factory blowout sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with 20% off every window, plus a special factory rebate. Thompson Creek Window Company, as you know, designs, builds, and installs their own windows right from their local factory. There is no middleman. And remember, this offer is for 3 days only, and appointments are filling up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK to schedule your appointment and qualify for their factory blowout pricing this holiday weekend. That's 20% off every window, plus a special factory rebate. Go to thompsoncreek.com for details or call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Thompson Creek.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, a couple things going on here early here on a Monday morning. Let's start in the McLean area, heading toward the CIA. If you're on inbound or eastbound 123 Dolly Madison Boulevard, this is going to be after the Georgetown Pike. We have an overturned vehicle, and they've stopped all the inbound lanes of 123. So this will be before you would be able to get to the George Washington Parkway. If you're coming, say, northbound or outbound 123 Dolly Madison Boulevard, your travel lanes are open. To watch for police direct. Though on the Virginia Beltway, the overnight crash in the express lanes on the outer loop side south of 66 before you get into Springfield on the outer loop at Gallows Road. Those express lanes, you still need to avoid those because you'll be detoured off of there. The main lines open, and I'm not seeing delays for anyone, so this is on the outer loop side. Inner loop leaving Springfield to Tyson's open. And we also have a problem in the district. DC 295 crash southbound between Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Stay right to get on by. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking start. Well, it's warm as we kick off this Monday. Sunshine, a few clouds mix in today. Warm, 93. Tonight, some clouds, 72. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 74 degrees in the nation's capital. 527, 526 on WMAL.
I know the media live on Twitter, but most Americans see what he does on a weekly basis, which is he gives policy position speeches.
Campaign manager Kellyanne Conway on the Twitter controversy for Donald Trump.
We're fighting for every single vote, and we're going to leave it all in the field, and that includes going where the voters are.
And that, by the way, Kellyanne Conway, referring to the fact that Donald Trump and the campaign will be doing some inner city African-American church events in the coming weeks as they continue their appeal for black votes. And boy, the Democrats are crazy about that idea.
How dare a Republican go into a black church?
You'd think that they would be happy that the other party is doing some outreach, but they aren't. Valerie in Stafford, real fast. Valerie, you're on WMAL. Go.
I did see their tweet, and I thought it was a bit harsh at first, but to me, the way he is. And I think the African-Americans are actually seeing that he honestly just tells it how it is.
Thanks, Valerie. I appreciate it. He tells it like it is, and it's true. Listen, he's politicizing it just like Hillary and Obama politicize crimes in this country. He's not necessarily as smooth at it.
Yeah,
but listen, there'll be plenty more conversation about this as the day goes on. It's 528 on WMAL.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement, some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-313-3377 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-313-3377. That's 800-313-3377. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Montgomery County schools are open for business. They're back in today. We'll take a quick look at how things are going to go for you on day one. Also, Hillary Clinton and that foundation. More emails, more smoke. Is there fire after the news?
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. And what could be a blow to more conservative anti-establishment candidates, Virginia Republican leaders have voted 41-40 to choose the party's statewide nominees next year via primary instead of a convention. It'll be the first GOP primary since 2005. State GOP Chairman John Whitbeck tells WMAL he would have preferred a convention, but doesn't think the close vote was indicative of any further division in the party. Donald Trump now says that he'll make a major speech on illegal immigration Wednesday in Arizona.
Of course, this follows last week, where he gave some contradictory answers about whether he believes all of those in the country illegally have to be deported, as he's previously stated, saying at one point he wanted a softening of his policy, and then later saying that some might actually see it as him hardening on the issue. So what Trump is emphasizing now is that immediately after being elected, he would deport criminals who are not in the U.S. lawfully, and that there would be no path to legalization for undocumented immigrants unless they leave the country, apply to return, and then pay back taxes.
Correspondent Diane Gallagher. The first day of school in Montgomery County is also the first day of school for the county's new superintendent, Jack Smith, who admits he's excited.
The idea that kids will be pouring back into our schools full of anticipation and excitement about learning and about being there and seeing their friends and being together. And as adults, we have to create excitement with them about what's ahead.
Smith tells MyMC Media he plans to start the day at the county bus depot, where he'll ride a bus route to one of the county's middle schools and experience going to school just like the kids. And Metro SafeTrack surge number 8 is underway. Blue and yellow line trains are continuously single tracking for the next 2 weeks between Franconia Springfield and Van Dorn Street. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,395, the Nasdaq at 52,19. Sports, the Rockies take the rubber game of their three-game series with the Nationals. The Orioles win, WNBA, the Mystics lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here to tell you about the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. That's right. Now, for the first time ever, you'll get a month of Genucel free with your order today. They're giving away a free month's supply of Genucel, but you got to call them right now. Now, you've heard me rave about Genucel. It's the most effective under-eye bag and puffiness treatment. It's called Genucel. It uses plant stem cell therapy. I use it. I love it. So will you. And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. Here's what Patricia, a real user from Newport Beach, California, had to say. I've been using this product for over a year now, and I love it. I never go without having another tube on hand. It's amazing. Call now, and you'll also be the first in the world to try the brand new fourth generation Esotique XV Collagen Builder, even before its official launch. It's going to blow your mind, and it's absolutely free with your order of Genucel today. Call them, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. If you call now, shipping is also free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, keep alert on the outer loop side if you're coming south of 66 toward Springfield in the express lanes. About 3 hours ago, serious crash happened, and they're still doing an investigation. Outer loop at Gallows Road, express lanes remain closed. The main lines is what you want to use. Not seeing any delay for anybody coming on that outer loop stretch, but you really need to keep alert through that area. Interstate 95 northbound, looks like we have a crash north of 610 Aquia. Beyond in Dale City, Woodbridge slowing. In the McLean area near the CIA, crash involves an overturned car on 123. If you're heading inbound, eastbound after the Georgetown Pike before you get to the George Washington Parkway. And initially, everybody had been stopped, so do watch for police direction. Again, 123 Dolly Madison Boulevard near the CIA. And DC 295, I'm now looking at delays right as you come off of 50 in the BW Parkway. Crash southbound between Benning Road and East Capitol Street on southbound 295. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking start. Well, it's warm as we kick off this Monday. Sunshine, a few clouds mix in today. Warm, 93. Tonight, some clouds, 72. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Stafford, 66 in Beltsville, 73 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 537. Let's get your day off the right way here on WMAL 705. Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. Got plenty to talk to Joe about, including, well, new revelations with Hillary Clinton that we're going to lay out for you right now. At 8:05, Trevor Maddich to give us his breakdown on the Redskins games Friday night. And then at 8:35, Jeffrey Lord, author, conservative commentator, and a surrogate for the Trump campaign. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, it's time to bring you up on the latest download on the ongoing drip investigation into what's going on with the Clinton Foundation in relations to its relationship with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton when she was in office. Was there a pay-to-play scheme in place there? Was there an expectation that if you gave money to the Clinton Foundation that you would get favorable access and treatment over at the State Department? And there are really really just a lot of new little stories. Everybody's got a little piece of this story coming out. And when you look at it, it's beginning to look pretty bad for Hillary Clinton in this regard. ABC News has a story focusing on emails that have been provided to them by Citizens United in one of their efforts to get at the truth of this matter. And they recount how the Clinton Foundation's Doug Band, key player, Clintonista, longtime Clintonista, key player over at the foundation, had offered the names of people that he would like to see attend a Chinese luncheon, a luncheon with Chinese President Hu Jintao at the State Department. It turns out the three names were executives who had given big sums of money to the Clinton Foundation. How about that? Later, Band followed up with Huma Abedin and said, Joe Biden's going to be there, we understand, and one of our executives really, really, really wants to sit with Joe Biden. Can you make this happen? And Huma said, I'm on it. Later, Huma Abedin then sent back to Doug Band a list of all of the attendees who had RSVP'd up to a certain point. However, we don't know who was on that list because the list was stripped from the email. It was an attachment and it was not sent forward. But a lot of indication here, another example of, if you paid a lot of money to the Clinton Foundation, you could call in favors at the State Department. Then I looked to the Hill newspaper, Larry. They've got a story here that I would recommend to everybody. Here's the headline. Seven ways the Clinton Foundation failed to meet its transparency promises. And they mentioned that during her confirmation hearings, the Clinton Foundation was mentioned 62 times during those confirmation hearings for Secretary Clinton, as senators worried that foreign governments would use donations to the foundations to curry favor with the Clinton State Department. And then they go on to recount seven occasions in which the Clinton Foundation was not as transparent as it promised to be in those hearings. The Clinton Health Access Initiative didn't disclose its donors annually. The Clinton Health Access Initiative didn't submit foreign government donations to the State Department. Number three, the Clinton Foundation didn't disclose a $500,000 donation from the Algerian government. The Clinton Foundation didn't disclose $2.35 million of donations from a family foundation linked to a company with business before the Clinton State Department. That's that uranium deal. That was the deal that Hillary Clinton signed off on that ultimately gave Russia control over vast uranium reserves. It all had to do, perhaps, with a $2.35 million donation to the Clinton Foundation. That's how you get favorable consideration at the State Department that allows you to control uranium reserves around the world. Number five, the Clinton Foundation was late in disclosing millions of dollars in speaking fees. Six, the Clinton Foundation hasn't revealed all the sources of money transferred from a Canadian charity. And number seven, the exact donation amounts and the dates of those donations are not known. In other words, they only report ranges and approximate times. They don't give you the real details that you would need to find out if there were a quid pro quo of this for that. So that's a pretty damning story, and we keep hearing that the Clinton Foundation is under investigation. Joe DeGeneva, our legal analyst, will be here at 7:05 perhaps to give us some more on that.
Yeah, and we'll definitely talk to him about it. But, you know, one thing was said over the weekend about all of this that really sort of jumped out at me.
Yeah.
Donna Brazile, she's now the interim chair of the Democratic National Committee. She was on, I believe it was ABC News, the This Week program. And when she was challenged on all of these emails and the fact that there were obviously a connection, there was an obvious connection between whether people made major donations to the Clinton Foundation and Clinton Global Initiative and whether they were granted the ability to have an audience with the Secretary of State and have meetings with her or go to events. And she, you know, in some cases intervened to make sure that some of these people who gave major donations were then included in exclusive events that were held by the State Department. This is Donna Brazile's response.
First of all, Martha, the way I look at it, I've been a government official. So, you know, this notion that somehow or another, someone supporter, someone who's a donor, somebody who's an activist saying, I want access, I want to come into a room and I want to meet people. We often criminalize behavior that is normal. And it's, I don't see what the smoke is.
I don't see what the smoke is. So now there's a whole lot here that we need to break down. First of all, this is Donna Brazile, interim chair of the Democratic National Committee, basically saying, oh, this is how government works. This is business as usual. You give us a bunch of money, you're going to get access. All right. Number one, that's a remarkable statement. Number two, There's something very interesting that poor Martha Raddatz was not in some way able to respond with here. I don't know why she wasn't, but no one is claiming that Hillary Clinton took these meetings because these great, huge donors were giving to her campaign. They were giving to a nonprofit charity. Has Donna Brazile sort of stepped in it here? Because to me, this is an incredible admission. This is a nonprofit charity that she, Donna Brazile, is now acting like is basically acting as the de facto Clinton campaign operation.
That's a very interesting point, yeah.
Listen, if somebody gives to the Clinton campaign and then they get access to Hillary Clinton as a meeting, I guess maybe that is business as usual. But that's not a tax-deductible donation to a foundation that is supposed to be clear of any political connections.
It may be business as usual, but that may be the problem.
Yeah, and that's the other problem. Yeah. Listen, and one last thing. She says, I don't see what the smoke is. The whole idea here when Hillary Clinton got this job was there was supposed to be no smoke. There wasn't supposed to be any of this. She promised this wouldn't happen at all.
It's now 5:44 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Last week, at a briefing to the Pentagon Press Corps live via video conferencing from Kabul, the NATO Resolute Support Mission Deputy Chief of Staff for Communications told reporters that the Afghan forces are performing better this year than last. The deputy chief also categorized the Afghan forces as generally on track with their offensive campaign plan, which was on a positive trajectory. Get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
First, let's go through town. DC 295. Boy, the lineup here early on for our early birds, I know. But what's up ahead is the crash. 295 southbound as you come past Benning Road before you get to East Capitol Street. Stay to the right to get by the scene of this crash. Still a lot to check out. Now, we're checking you out still, Virginia, on the Beltway from hours ago. 3 hours ago, the accident happened on the outer loop in the express lanes at Gallows Road, and they still have the express lanes blocked on the outer loop side. You can use the main line. So if you're leaving Tyson's, heading towards Springfield, that's you on the outer loop stretch. Inner loop, lanes are open. I'm not seeing delays in either directions through that area. All right, let's go. Virginia 95 out of Dale City to Woodbridge, slowing on the interstate, but it's off the interstate where crews are dealing with an accident on 123. If you're heading northbound 123 Gordon Boulevard before you get to I-95 and on that exit ramp right in that stretch for the crash. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather here, warm weather continuing over the next couple of days. We might back down just a little bit, but still staying above normal as we look ahead toward tomorrow. A few clouds with sunshine today, 93. Tonight, partial clouds, 72. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high near 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now, it's 73 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Well, another school jurisdiction is starting back to school today. Montgomery County students return to school today. This is the first day of school for them. There are 159,000 students in Montgomery County schools right now. And there's an interesting statistic that is pointed out. For 8 consecutive years now, the school district has grown by 2,000 students or more a year. For 8 consecutive years. That's pretty steady growth. They're opening a new middle school in Clarksburg. And, this means, of course, that I think there are still a few more jurisdictions that are not quite back yet. But we're getting to the point now where most of the kids are back in school right now. And you know what that means, Larry?
What's that?
Traffic. traffic gets really intense. You know, I remember when I used to drive into the district every day. I loved the summer because, you know, you could really make good time in the summer. But boy, the first day of school, you knew you were in for a grind. As the buses and more people moved around early in the morning, it became more difficult to drive. And so that's part of what we got going on right now.
Yeah.
But Montgomery County growing by leaps and bounds. And it's unusual for people to open up a new school. That doesn't happen very often, actually.
And good luck asking the school district or the county government if this influx of new students is in any way linked with the transfer of illegal immigrant children that was instituted by the Department of Homeland Security mm-hmm. during the last surge at the border. They won't give you that answer, will they?
No, anecdotally you hear about it from mm-hmm. kids. When you talk to kids, they know about it, but you can't get any official answer from the school board.
You said most jurisdictions are back. There's still a handful of jurisdictions that will start school on the traditional day, which will be the day after Labor Day. And here's why. Just so you know, if your kid is in Montgomery County Schools, they're going to have their first week of school this week. Then next week, they'll have Monday off for Labor Day, so they'll have a four-day week. And then the week after that, Monday the 12th, they'll have a professional day for teachers, and the kids won't be in school that week. So two of their first 3 weeks of school this year are four-day weeks because of holidays. One other new thing this year that you might take notice of is that cameras and GPS trackers are going to be added to Montgomery County school buses starting this year. They're getting a high-tech upgrade, as they say, and this is connected to that little stop arm that comes out on the side of a school bus, you know, the little stop sign with the flashing red lights. You're not supposed to pass a bus when that thing is sitting out there, but apparently, sadly, many people are doing that.
You're right.
And they're now adding their cameras. And you will be ticketed.
Well, there's a front camera, there's a back camera, there's a stop arm camera, and then there's an internet connection so that they can talk back to home base if the radios fail. And there's GPS. I mean, these buses are getting very high tech.
Very, very high tech. We're trying to keep the kids safe, of course. But you wonder at some point, you know, as they put GPS trackers on the buses and they put cameras all over the place, how insidious that starts to get. So that's another new thing about Montgomery County Schools. But other than that, you know, pretty much business as usual. The big change in Montgomery County was last year when they started the high school kids at a later date. So that the high school kids could get better sleep. By the way, last year, from what I saw, SAT numbers not improved in Montgomery County after that extra hour of sleep.
You think that would have made a big difference from what they told us? It is 5:51 on WMAL. Time to check in with El Rushbo. The New York Times sending out a big warning to American universities. What's happening on college campus causing a backlash that nobody saw coming. Scott McConnell, a 1960 graduate of Amherst University, where he discovered his calling as a theatrical designer. But recent racial protests have soured him on his own alma mater. In a letter to the Alumni Fund, he said, "As an alumnus of the college, I feel I have been lied to, patronized, and basically dismissed as an old white bigot who is insensitive to the needs and feelings of the current college community." Last year, he reduced his annual support to $5, and this year, he cut Amherst out of his will. He's not alone. Alumni across the board complain that today's students are too wrapped up in identity politics. They think colleges offer frivolous courses that lead nowhere. They're dismayed that students are hostile to their heroes and traditions. They complain that fraternities are under attack, that men are being targeted with sexual assault allegations. And they say that free speech is being overrun by political correctness. And that university administrators are too afraid to do anything about the protesters or the faculty that goads students on. The bottom line, out-of-control liberalism on college campi is hurting the bottom line. It's about time. That may be the only way this stuff gets rectified.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, folks, a quick little pop quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime somebody pretends to be you for their gain. True or false? You can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. Well, that's false, too. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but unlike credit monitoring, free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10%. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Chronic Pain Management on Wednesday, September 7th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Attend Ageless Health 2016, maximizing the fountain of your youth. Live without pain and finally restore your physical capacity. Join radio personality and author Dr. Tom Roselle, DC and guest speakers at Ageless Health 2016 on Thursday, October 13th at the Angelica Film Center, Mosaic in Fairfax, Virginia. Learn why Ageless Health is the most effective way to create a lifelong healthcare plan that will change your life forever. For event details and early bird registration, call 703-698-7117 or visit agelesshealth2016.com.
Chris Plant here. Join me on Thursday, September 22nd for the best party in Washington all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, enjoying a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. All the details are at mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off each ticket. That's mrc.org/gala. Promo code Chris.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Big delays here early on. DC 295 southbound still with the crash after Benning Road before you get to East Capitol Street. Now for a time they had two left lanes blocked. They're back down to just one lane blocked. So some progress is trying to be made there. But boy, the pain is felt here coming out of Chevrolet on both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. But up ahead, that's the culprit after you get past Benning Road for the crash. In the McLean area on 123 Dolly Madison Boulevard, if you're heading near the CIA, coming inbound after the Georgetown Pike, that's where you had the accident involving the overturn. Police still a lot of activity there. Watch for their direction. If you're coming, say, off of the George-Washington Parkway going outbound 123, you can get by. On the outer loop of the Beltway, Annandale area, express lanes closed at Gallows Road from the crash. Main lines, what you need to use, no delay, but just keep that in mind if you're leaving Tyson's heading toward I-95. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking start. Well, it's warm as we kick off this Monday. Sunshine, a few clouds mix in today. Warm, 93. Tonight, some clouds, 72. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 74 degrees in your nation's capital at 5:56.
Hi, it's Patrick Fingles again from New Look Home Design. For the past few weeks, you've heard me mention our massive 50% off summer roofing sale. Prices have never been lower, and many people have already taken advantage of the sale. Here's some feedback we've received so far. Jessica Myers wrote, "I've heard you mention 50% off in the past and figured now was the best time to get our new roof. I'm sure glad we made the call." Pete Douglas said, "We were budgeting to get the new roof in the fall, but this sale financially allowed us to get the work done now. Thanks for the amazing deal. Most of you listeners haven't taken advantage of our sale. Don't miss out. You'll only have until Labor Day before the 50% off roofing will end. I can assure you, if you're planning on getting a new roof in the next year, now is the best time to save big. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit premiere episodes, Tuesdays, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
Coming up on WMAO.
Well, Colin Kaepernick, quarterback for the 49ers, won't stand for the national anthem. What would you do if he was your quarterback? We're going to take your calls in just a moment. If you have a thought, get on the line.
Anthony Weiner in hot water again for the same thing.